Hello, my name is Jesse from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues in the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valid and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes, I do, but I'm 102 miles away right now. I'm over in Delta, Colorado today.
Oh, but your opinion still is important. You know, it's about Texas. So you actually do reside in the city of Glenwood Springs, where I am currently in another state, you said?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado, though?
What address do you have?
We just have your general address as Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Your address in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. You still register at that address to vote?
Yes, sir.
I register as a Democrat or as a Republican or independent?
Don't even... You can ask those questions, huh?
That's part of the survey. It's rather short. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
I'm registered as a Republican.
Thank you so much. Your opinion is extremely important. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
It used to be good until we got taken over and overran, and our whole country, everything in Glenwood is shot now. People are moving out. We don't have the home style that we had. There's too much
traffic. Would you say not so good or poor, then?
I would say not good at all. Not so good.
Not so good, right? Okay, thank you so much. Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I would say really negative.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Thank you. Now, and which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? A, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. B, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or C, no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in a bad condition.
What company are you with?
Opinion Research. Once again?
Opinion
Correct.
Research.
I'm
getting monitored here with Sheriff's Office that it could be a prank call. So
this could be a prank call? No. The call is being recorded. The survey is rather neutral. No. Again, we're talking about the taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues. It's just going to take a few minutes of your time. If you continue through the survey, you'll get to see the content of the survey, sir. I can assure you it's not a prank call. No. Not at all.
Okay.
Yes. No. I'm at the office today. No worries. I'm here at the building. No worries. We're calling you. No worries. From Opinion Research once again, sir. Thank you. Your opinion is very important. Which of the three statements would you say that best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
Well, hang on a second. I better get down from my ladder. I'm taking the tarp off of a camper, and I'm up here 5 stories.
Oh.
Not very comfortable, so.
Would you refuse to that question, though? Because that's also an option if you don't want to answer that one. I mean, no worries. You're not forced to complete it, but, I mean, if you can share your opinion, that would be great.
Say that one more time. And hang on a minute. Let me get down off this ladder.
No worries. Get off the ladder first.
Yes,
and I'll go ahead and go with the question again.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, the statement says, and which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition, A, B, or C?
Yeah,
which of the three?
B.
B, right? Okay, yeah. Thank you so much. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high? Somewhat high? About right? Or in a bit low?
I'm saying they're too high.
Somewhat too high or much too high? You know, if you would have to define much too high or somewhat too high?
I think they're much too high. I think we have too many taxes on tax, so that makes everything way high.
Right, sir. And as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace the soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one, would you vote yes or no to renew 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes or no on that ballot issue? Option one.
Well,
I
don't know. I wish I would have been.
You don't know? Okay, we can record that as your answer too. Or no?
Just put no. I think that they're charging enough tax.
Okay. Thank you. Your opinion is important. I will record that as a no then. Thank you. And now option two says, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4-cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to, let me just reconfirm here, needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? You would still vote no?
No. Yes.
Thank you. And option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
No.
You will vote no for any more increases. Thank you, sir. Your opinion is extremely important, and that's why we're getting at your opinion, sir, because we care about what you need to say. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Quote, taxes are high enough already and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree with that.
You agree with that, right? Thank you, sir. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. Since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly, since voters last approved 1/2-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4-cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason at all to vote yes in this case. How persuasive do you find it to vote yes in that case? On a sales tax ballot, on that statement?
It's kind of a toss-up to me.
Oh, for real? You wouldn't know then?
Yeah,
You wouldn't really know about this in particular, right? Or you're not really persuasive at all, should I record?
Yeah, I'm not persuasive about it.
Not persuasive about it, right? Now, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1/2-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason at all.
Somewhat.
Somewhat persuasive. Thank you for your opinion. The city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing,
sir,
and replacing. Sorry?
How much longer have we got? I'm in the middle of a project.
We are 70% almost done. We're just at 30% left, almost done. Just a few more questions will be required, a few more statements too.
Right.
Just let's give the same answers. I'll speed it up. So the city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Same options, very somewhat or not persuasive at all. Reason to vote yes on this statement for the ballot tax, sales tax.
Yeah, not persuasive at all.
Okay, 100% of all money raised by streets sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
I agree with that.
You find it very persuasive or somewhat persuasive reason?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in the Glenwood Springs area who drive on our streets.
And what? Again,
the same options. Very persuasive. You're not persuasive at all, you said?
Right.
Okay. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced.
Okay, and what is that?
Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive reason.
Somewhat.
The options are the same in this category. We're just missing three more on this one. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all.
Not persuasive at all.
Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repair, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Same options.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very somewhat or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat persuasive. Thank you so much. And moving forward, sir, having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? Option one, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Option two is shorter, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as covers of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. You said no?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. We are 77% almost done. To continue the option three, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance, vote yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And finally, If voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Would you support or oppose?
I support that.
You'd support that. Thank you so much. And also, your gender, you consider to be male? Right?
Yes.
Or female? Male, right? Thank you so much. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you so much, sir. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? For 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
More than 30 years.
Thank you. We're at 90%, 93. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own it.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. That's it. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
We're done. You're welcome. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.